Summary of Sunni Concepts. The effect of the apparent obedience of the limbs on the heart and its inner actions. The limbs are the outlets and openings of the heart. No matter how much the limbs are used in acts of obedience, this strengthens and supports the heart. Just as the strength of the borders contributes to the strength of the state's capital and its authority. Is it hidden how prayer brings contentment, tranquility, humility, and repentance to the heart? Is the effect of fasting on piety, sincerity, and certainty hidden? God Almighty said, O you who have believed, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become righteous. Likewise, it is no secret that jihad for the sake of God brings about love for the afterlife. He renounced the world. Surrender to God in steadfastness and the truth. It is sufficient to explain the effect of obedience of the limbs on the lifespan of hearts. To elaborate on the effects of one obedience on the heart. It is obedience by turning a blind eye to forbidden things. This will result in the following. Firstly, the heart unites in the love of God and humanity with Him. While letting go of sight causes the heart to turn away from God and become distracted, it creates loneliness between the servant and his Lord. Secondly, it covers the heart with light. Also, releasing it causes darkness. This is why God first commanded the believing men and women to turn a blind eye. As God Almighty said, tell the believers to lower their gazes. Then, after detailing that, he mentioned the verse of light. God is the light of the heavens and the earth. The likeness of his light is like a niche in which there is a lamp. The lamp in a bottle. The bottle is as if it were a shining star lit from a blessed olive tree, neither eastern nor western. Its oil almost glows even if it is not touched by fire. Light upon light. God guides to his light whomsoever he wills. God sets examples for people. And God is all-knowing of all things. To indicate that the light of a person who lowers his gaze, derived from the light and success of God Almighty. Through this light, guidance is achieved and heresies and misguidance are avoided. Thirdly, lowering one's gaze strengthens the heart and makes it happy. He inherits an honest insight with which he distinguishes between truth and falsehood, the truthful and the false. Fourthly, it gives the heart steadfastness, courage, and strength. God combines for him the authority of insight and argument with the authority of power and strength. Fifthly, it frees the heart to think about its interests and work on them. Instead of letting his gaze distract him from all of that and fall into heedlessness. Sixth and finally, lowering one's gaze protects the heart from Satan's poison arrows directed at it. The devil enters his whispers into the heart with a forbidden look. It penetrates faster than the air in an empty place. He represents to him the image he is looking at and decorates it in his mind. He makes him promises and wishes, which inflames his heart with them and thus turns him away from obedience.